Bezos Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Chaf in Meseches Shkalim. We are going to continue discussing the halachos of meat that was found in places that are a suffek, whether the meat is kosher or not. That will take us all the way to the next Mishnah, and then our Mishnah will continue talking about animals, although this time we'll be talking about live animals, and what do we assume as far as their status when they are found around Yerushalayim. That will take us through Amud to Amud Beis, where the Gemara will give different explanations to our Mishnah in regards to the lost animals. The Gemara then will discuss the halachos of the Minchas Kohen Gadol, which was made of Asiris Ha'efa, which is also called the Minchas Chavitin. We will also discuss the Minchas Chinuch, that is not the Sefer, but rather the Mincha that was brought to inaugurate the Kohen Gadol. And we will continue with those halachas all the way till the end of the daf. So let's Bezer Hashem jump in, continuing on with the halachas of Basar Shinis Alam Min Ha'ayin, that the Gemara brought us anecdotes and Piskei Halacha in that regard in yesterday's daf, and it continues with it on today's daf. Let's pick up from the second line from the bottom. Rav Nachas L'Taman. Rav went down to Bavel, Chamsun Mikilin. And he saw that they were makil on basar shenisalim min ha'ayin. That was one of the last things that we mentioned in yesterday's daf, the chomer aleihem. And he was machmir on that. In other words, Rav was machmir not only in the case of where the rove of the meat comes from a majority of not kosher and then it's found biyadagoy, but even more than that. Why? Because of the following story. Chad bar nosh azel, there was a person that went, boy mashizga uskufte begonara. He wanted to wash his meat in the river. And he forgot it there and it fell into the river. Then he wanted to go back and take this meat that was nisalim in ayin. Amle Rav Asur Lach. He said it is Asur. Dino Amar, because I say, he shut off Nar, maybe the river ran over. And a piece of nevela came in its place. That's a far-fetched scenario, but Rav says that you have to be worried about this. There is a similar Gemara like this in Chulin on Sadia He, which has many cases like this. And this is the source of the halacha basar shenisalim min ha'ayin being asur. And Be'ezer Hashem, we will try to get that in as halacha from the daily daf as well. Gemara has a similar story again with Rav along these lines. Chad bar nash. There was a person, similar to the expression we have in the Bavli, Ahu Gavra. There was a person, Havim Mahalach Bashuki, was going in the market. Toin, Kopet. He was carrying Kopet as meat. Asa Daisa V'chataftamine. A bird came and plucked it from him. Utslakte. And he sent it somewhere else. Chazar, that person went, Boy Mesibna. And he wanted to take it from the place that was sent. Amalei Rav, Asur Lach. Rav said it's Asur to him. Why? Besar de Nevela. He went to the place where the bird had thrown it. Rav said to him, it's asur to you. Maybe this bird, which was called Odeya, brought another piece of nevela, and he put it there too. And the one that you had, the bird brought somewhere else. So for that chash, Rav says that you have to be machmir. Obviously, one of the questions that one needs to ask is that these cases seem to be far-fetched. What is the nature of Rav's Isser of Basar Shenisalim Minai? Be'ezer Hashem will try to do that, as I mentioned in the Halacha. The Gemara continues. Ginai was a river. Shut of Zikin. It flooded, and it flooded many barrels of wine. In other words, it run over into the dry land and dragged barrels of wine to sea. Also, Uvda Kumei Reb Yitzchak Bar Elazar. This case came in front of Yitzchak Bar Elazar. Va'amar, and he said, Yechkumun Shapaya Kitrahon. Check Kitrahon is the knots. The knots of the barrel. Check the knots in the barrel to see that they've been broken. If it's clear that these are the original knots and they've not been broken, then Allah is at smutr. And if not, it will be Asr. The Gemara gives us another story. There was a barrel of wine that was found in a Beis HaKnesses, which his name is Buli. Also, the Kumei Rebbe Yirmiya, this case came from Yirmiya. Amar Yischakmun Sukariya Aviditan. Let the ones who put the sign of the Sukariya, that means the die to indicate that it was checked appropriately, ask them if this is the appropriate simon. If they say it's a appropriate simon, they'll be okay. Giditzli, another story, there was a goat that was roasted. Ishtakach Bisrati de Gufta. It was found in the road of the city that's named Gufta. Vitiru Mishum Shneidvarim. And the Chachamim said that this goat is mutter for two reasons. Number one, Mishum Mitzia, that the halach is that you're allowed to hold on to it for money. In other words, there are two shilas over here that you could deal with. Number one, if Mitzia, so halach is that you're not chayv Mishum Mitzia, or Mishum Rav Mahal Chay Drachim. And in regards to whether it's mutter or asa, the Chachamim were matir that it was a trefa because of Rov Holchei Drachim. What is this halacha of Rov Holchei Drachim? The Gemara is going to spell out. First, the Gemara spells out Mitzia. Mishum Mitzia. Ditani. We learned in a Mishnah in Bava Mitzia. Anchav Dalit Omer Aleph. Hamatzil Miad Hori Miad Agais. Mi Shunas Hayom. Umi Shunas Hanor. From the depth of the sea or the river. Umi Esrat Yugidola. And from a large street. Umi Plat Yugidola. And a large plaza. That comes from the same word. Platya and plaza, probably from the same word, source. Hare elu shelo, it belongs to you, because we would assume, as a Mishnah fleshes out, Nesha Bailim Misyashin, that the owners gave up hope. Hence, Alts Mitzia, we understand what the halacha is that way. Mishum Rov Mahalchei Drachim, what about the fact that the majority of people are Mahalchei Drachim? Why is that going to allow you to eat a piece of meat to be sure that's kosher? Mishum Shchitas Nachri, because we're no longer afraid of Shchitas Nachri, since most people that are going in that street are Yisraelim, so then you could be told that the Gdi was Nishchat Al Yidei Yisrael. The Rosh in Bava Mitzia and Tosfos over there on Chav Dalet on the Beis points out that from this halacha, it seems that we don't paskin like Rav, that we're not worried about Basar Shenizala Minayim, that even though the meat was not guarded, whether that's correct lahalacha, that Beis Rashem will have to leave. But that's the Rosh in Bava Mitzia, Perek Beis Siman Zayin. We'll get back to it in the Halacha section, as well as Tosis over there in Chav Dalet Amud Beis, Dibur Maschil Asa. The Gemara now concludes that the Psak was actually verified in terms of the Mitzius as well. Vishtakach min Deveis Rebbe. It turned out that that piece of meat they later found out was from the house of Rebbe. The Gemara quotes a similar type of case, Igul de Gavuna, Vishtakach befundaka de Levi. A circle of cheese, a pressed circle of cheese, was found in the dwellings of Levi. Vitiru and the Chachamim were matirit mishum shnei dvarim for two issues. Number one, mishum mitzia, and number two, mishum rov mahalchei drachim. That is similar to what we had mentioned before. And the Gemara now quotes it again. Detani, we learned in the Mishnah in Bava Mitzia and Chav Dalet. Hamatzel miyada guys miyadari mishunaseyam mishunasanahar mistrai gedalia miplatya gedola hare lushaloi mipnesha by misyashim mehem. So that's why he was allowed to own it. Why was it that Levi was allowed to eat it? So that mishum rov malchei drachim mishum gvinas nachri, because of the issue of gvinas nachri, that you're not allowed to eat cheese that was made by a Gentile, it's asur midrabbanan, as the Mishnah describes in Avodah Zarah on Chavtes HaMebeis, so that is not going to be a problem, because the majority of people in that area are Yisraelim. Vishtakech, and sure enough, we saw we had Siyata D'Shmaya in that Psak, min de Rebbe Elazar Rabbi Yossi, that the cheese was from the house of Rebbe Elazar Rabbi Yossi, which was totally fine. The Gemara asks from a Braisa on this minug of the Chachamim for Lamaisa, Amar Rabbi Mona Kumei Rabbi Yossi, Vanan Chamion Rabbonon Machrizim. But didn't we see that the Chacham used to call out and announce for a loss of Aveda, even in an area, now we're asking on the Halacha of Mitzia, even in an area where it's Rabbi Mitzuyim Sham, and you said you don't need to return it because it's these large areas, as the Mishnah in Bava Mitzia describes, which is what's called in Halacha, Rabbi Mitzuyim Sham. But the Rabbonon wore Machmir on that. Amalei, they said to Ramani, At in Havyasa Mishkach lo nesaft. And you would have not taken this if this would have happened to you? Rabbi Yonah Avuch lo amar kein.
Rabbi Yonah, your own father didn't say it. El Amar Halavai Kanishkech Nashkech Min Piusa Ulegoy. Halavai, I should find in places that are Piusa Ulegoy, which were inside Piusa, which is the area where many people are found, and then I would keep it. So we see your own father would keep it. But the Gemara says, Afil Kein Ashkech Velo Nasif. There was a time that Rabbi Yonah did find it, and he didn't return it, and he returned it. He didn't take it for himself. Lo nasav, he didn't take it for himself. So this is a source for the notion that Rabbi Mana and his family were more machmer than the Ikur Din. We now begin a new Mishnah. Behemishnim says, Birushalayim. If a animal is found in Yerushalayim, v'ad Migdal Eder, until the place of Migdal Eder, that's an area next to Beis Lechem, uchimidasa, and in that area, from the distance of Yerushalayim to Migdal Eder in either direction, Chol Ruach, Zicharim, Olos. If they are males, then we can presume they're Olos. Nekevos. If they are females, then Zivche Shlamim, because Shlamim comes from a female, and an Ola comes from Zicharim. Now, Shlamim doesn't have to only come from females, but it comes both of Zicharim and from Nekevos. Ola only comes from Zicharim. The Gemara will immediately discuss that Lechura, this halach is hard to understand. Because at the end of the day, even though the Ola has to be a Zachar, Shlomim could be both a Zachar and a Keva. And how could you assume that just because an Ola was found, that a Zachar was found, that automatically it's an Ola? It could also be a Shlomim. So that will be discussed in the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Haroi Lipsachim Lipsachim. If it's something that's kosher to be a Karban Pesach, for example, if it's within a year's age, so then in such a case, within 30 days, you assume that's for a Karban Pesach. In the beginning, they used to take a mashkan for those who found an animal, until they brought the yayin and the mincha that's supposed to go with the ola and the shamim. And therefore, there was a mashkon, it's like there was something added that was taken from him, even though he wasn't the original Baal HaKorban. Chazulios meimichin oso barchin. But what happened was that people used to leave the Korban and run away, because they didn't want to have to pay for the Nesachim and the Korban Micha. Skinu bezdin, so bezmu mesachin, shiu nesachea bo mishel tzibur, that the tzibur should pay for it. Amrab Shimin, Zayin Dvar Miskinu Bezdin. There were seven things that Bezdin is Misakin. And this is one of the seven things that Bezdin will take upon themselves, the Chiyuv of the Nesachim from a lost carbon. Now, the Gemara will outline another six things. Nachri Sheshalach, Olaso Mimdina Sayam, a Gentile that sent his carbon Ola from a place far away. Vishalachim on Nesachim. And he also sent Nesachim, Kravim Mishelo. So then you bring the Nesachim from his, Vimlav, but what happens if there is none? So who's going to pay for the Nesachim? You have to bring the carbon with Nesachim, Kravim Mishel Tzibur, then it's brought from the Tzibur. V'chein, Ger Shemes, also if there was a converse that died, V'niach Zvachim, and he left Zvachim, Yesho Nesachim, Kravim Mishelo, Vimlav, Kravim Mishel Tzibur. So that is another example, that's the third takana. Another takana, which here the Gemara refers to as a Tanai Bezdin. It's interesting that the Mishnah, we said Gemara, we meant Mishnah, that the Mishnah referred to it, did not refer to the others as Tanai Bezdin, but they're working through the same mechanic. Utanai Bezdin who, and there's also Tanai Bezdin, al Kohen Gadol Shemes. If a Kohen Gadol died, Shetehim in Chasai, that his carved mincha, what's called the Minchas Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol, Kraven Mishel Tzibur, should be brought from the Kaspei Atzibur until another Kohen is brought, another Kohen is appointed, and then he'll bring his own carbon. Because the Minchas Chavitin is supposed to be brought every day, Machtzisa Baboker, Machatzisa Bein Arbay. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Mishel Hayorshin. It's brought from the estate of the inheritors, and it's not brought from the Tzibur. Ushleim Ohisa Kreva. And then it was brought, not as a half, Machtzisa Baboker, but rather it was brought as one whole carbon and not in two halves. Alamelach vala eitzim, in regards to the salt and wood of Hegdish that was used for the carbonos, this is another takana, that's permissible for the Kohen to have anah from it, even though normally there's an Isser Me'ila because it belongs to Hegdish. Vala Para, in regards to the Paraduma, Shlo Yemolin Bafara, that it wouldn't be considered Me'ila to having Hanah from the Efer, they also made that Tnai Bezdin. Vala Kinin Haposlos, if you have birds that have become Posel for whatever reason, for a card, let's say, for example, for a Yoledes, Shubos Michel Tzibur, that we discussed earlier in our Masechta, that it is transferred for another bird, and then the expense of it falls onto the Tzibur. This is discussed in the Gemara earlier on yesterday's Daf on Yutesam Adav. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, HaMisapik Es HaKinin, if somebody sells birds to the Migdash, who Misapik Es HaPsolas, he also has to return in exchange the psolas. In other words, Chachamim or Misakin, we're only going to do business with you if you're going to have an exchange rate as well. So they would, the Hegdish would buy from him, but they will also exchange for him the ones that for whatever reason become possible. We mentioned when we learned our Mishnah that the halachi is that if you have a behema that's found in Yerushalayim, if it's a zachar, we presume it's an ola, and if it's an akeva, we presume it's a shlam. We mentioned that that seems to be difficult, and that immediately occupies our Gemara's mind, where the Gemara says, at the end of the day, a shlamim could be brought both from a zachar as well as from an akeva. If it could be brought both from zachar and akeva, then the question begs itself, then why, when you find a zachar, is it automatically an ola? It could just as well have been a shlamim. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Oshia Rabba Omar, Leva Bidmehem Shanu. The Mishnah is talking about a case where the person who found it was mekabel himself to donate that value to the Migdash. So if he finds a karban, so if he finds a zachar, he should send the value of a zachar. If he finds an akeva, he should give the value of an akeva.